The outgoing Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Nelantse van der Poel, has asked the executives of Kuta to call off the closure of shops on the markets and return to the negotiating table to solve their problem. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. van der Poel said the ministry has not abandoned Kuta and that they should allow their conscience to take decisions they should take at this time of the country's economic development.
According to reports, some of the members of Kuta have complied with the directive of their association, and others have also decided that they want to go ahead with their legitimate business. So they have opened their shops and going ahead and trading and enjoying the fruits of their labor.
Nelantse, when you look at the position of Kuta and the policy of government to open up Ghana for conducive business, are they justified by saying that foreigners should not go into retail business? Because we have other Ghanaians in European countries, in other African countries, that are into retail business. Is this agenda not anti-economic development?
Well, I will not fully agree with you, because every country has got laws and regulations. By our law, there are certain type of businesses that are not supposed to be engaged by non-Ghanaians, that is the retail trade and also selling in the market. It's the same in Nigeria. This is part of the ECOWAS protocol. If you go to Nigeria, if you go to Balogun market, for example, there's no way you can see a Ghanaian or non-Nigerian selling in that market. But apart from that, no other person, irrespective of nationality, is debarred from engaging in any legitimate business in any part of the country, apart from retail trade and the market. And that is established under our Ghana Investment Promotion Law.
The way the situation is now, what message are you giving to the Kuta leadership as to how to go around solving this problem once and for all?
I will ask the Kuta executive that their members, if they deem what they are doing is right, they should implore the conscience of their members, go by their directive, but they should not force or coerce anyone, not be any act of violence, condition, or harassment any Ghanaian. But then I can tell them, 3 weeks ago, we started a process of talking. We have not exhausted that media and that process. So I'm still waiting for them. I'm inviting them by this medium to come to my office and let's sit down and continue with our dialogue. I think Georgia is better than World War. We can continue and we can resolve all the issues analyzed within a civil manner than to let us go ahead with such, let me say, acts of coercion or, let me say, blackmail. I don't think it's right, because what we are doing is actually blackmailing government to their whims and caprice when we have not exhausted the whole idea of negotiation.
You heard the outgoing Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Nelantse van der Poel.
Now, business activities at the central business market has slowed down as members of Kuta begin their 4-day protest in Accra and Kumasi. Most shops on the market have been closed down, with a few traders doing business despite the directive by the association urging all traders to close their shops. This is to encourage government to address the influx of foreigners in the retail sector and the depreciation of the cedi, coupled with other challenges which are affecting the cost of doing business. And we have Mercy Darko, who was on the rounds and has joined us in the studio right now. Now, Mercy, which areas did you visit, actually?
I went to Makola, Rollins Park, Tudu, and then Opera Square.
Okay, and what was the atmosphere there?
I would say it's a mixed reaction at the business center, because while some shops were closed, major shops were closed, others were still selling to traders or their customers. Some of the traders who have opened their shops claimed that they are not part of Kuta. Others also said that the AMA this morning announced that they should open their shops, despite the directive by Kuta that they should close their shops as a sign of protest. But some of them were trading.
Mm. Okay, and what were some of the reactions, actually?
Well, some traders that I spoke to said that they can't close their shops because they are the breadwinners of their families. Although they agree that economic situation in the country is quite difficult, which is affecting their business, but they have no choice than to open their shops halfway so that they can give to their customers, those that have pre-ordered goods earlier. That means yesterday, or those who have asked them to save some goods for them. So some shops were operating, and those who were selling petty goods were also doing their business, though they adhere to the regulations from Kuta. They said they can't help it, but they have to shop.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mercy Darko. Now, that was Mercy Darko, who went on the rounds in Accra, trying to find out how Kuta members are actually reacting to the directive by the association. We have also our correspondent in Kumasi that is trying to find out how the strike is going on in Kumasi in the Ashanti region, and we have Nicholas Osewusu, our correspondent in the Ashanti region, on the line for us. Now, Nicholas.
Yeah, Jonathan.
Yeah, can you tell us the situation in the Ashanti region, Kumasi?
Yeah, this morning I also moved around part of the city. I started from Atonsu, I will go, then down to Adum, the central business district, and then around the central market area to find out exactly what the situation was like. In fact, from my observation, I have a clear view of what is happening. It's like the whole thing is happening around the central business district. That is the Pempe area, and then the Unicorn House, the stores around those areas. That is where the action or the compliance with the directive is really taking place. From the Isuasi area through to Unicorn House, then around the Pempe, the First Street. Then some one or two shops at Asafo Market have also been closed down. Apart from that, there are other people who have not complied with the directive by Guta. And upon my interaction with some of them, in fact, a number of those who I interacted with want to be anonymous. So I just want to keep their identity. I was just one person who tried to give his identity as fast, but he will not even come out to the full identity. But they are all saying that all those I interviewed said they were not part of the Guta, only that they are only expressing solidarity with the association, because whatever happens at the end, because members of the Guta are importers, so whatever happens in the course of their businesses has a direct effect on what they also do outside Accra and those areas. So that is why some of them have decided to comply with the decision. But I also gathered that some of them were not complying with the decision voluntarily. Because they are, this man I'm speaking of, who gave his name only as Charles at Unicorn House, I saw that he was complying with the decision because he was sitting directly in front of his store. It was partially closed, not totally closed. But when I approached him and asked him why he was not opening his shop, he said that is what he has been told, and he saw people coming around. So he had to comply with the decision that nobody would come on him and probably harass him. That is why he was complying. But he said after 12 o'clock, he will be forced to open the shop. And a number of women I also spoke to around the traffic light, they had also opened their shops. And one woman I interacted with said her husband had even advised her that she should go and open the shop, even though they solidarized with Guta for some of the happenings within the country. But because she has borrowed money from the bank and is supposed to pay 50 Ghana cedis every day towards defraying the cost, the loan, she has no option than to go and open the shop and do business as usual. But I must also add to the fact that what is happening has also helped to decongest the city because of the no-show. As far as the business activities are concerned, a number of people are out of the business center, so there's some level of free movement of people and vehicles.
Okay, level of free movement of people and vehicles. Thank you very much, Nicholas Osewusu. We'll get back to you for further updates. That was Nicholas Osewusu telling us about the situation in Kumasi as far as the Guta strike is going on.
Meanwhile, the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Sefas Afa, has assured all traders who want to open their shops to do business to do so without fear. He said a police presence is not to intimidate anybody, but to ensure law and order. The move follows the decision by Guta to close shops in protest of what they alleged as government's inaction to clamp down on foreigners operating in the retail market.
They may fear that when they do so, they could be attacked or something might happen to them. And we are going to, as usual, provide security in the various communities, in the city centers, in the market areas. If there's anybody who intends to open but fears that he might be attacked, we are assuring the person that the police will be on hand to provide protection and maintain law and order to ensure that the atmosphere is created for him or her to go about his legitimate business in peace.
DSP Cephas Arthur is the Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service.